Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles B. Blazer, Managing Editor, and joining me is Peter D. Wiesemann, a senior researcher in the Arms Transfers and Military Expenditure Program at the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. Thank you very much for being with me.
You're welcome.
And the topic, according to your organization's latest report, global military spending rose by 2.6% to $1.8 trillion last year, the highest level since 1988. Would you be able, please, to describe in broad strokes for our listeners some of the key worldwide trends?
The most important military spenders in the world, and nobody will be surprised about that, are the USA, by far, accounting for about 30%. Of total military spending in the world, and China accounting for considerably less. And those two states have increased their military spending from 2007 to 2018. And of course, when these very major players do that, the total spending in the world will increase. For China, that increase has been the standard over the past almost 25 years, a continuous increase every year a bit more. For the US, we have seen a development where military spending peaked around 2010-11, then kind of started to decrease, but now with the Trump administration, it has started to increase slowly again.
In the Middle East specifically, what were some of the major findings and to what do you attribute them?
In the Middle East, we see very different developments. So we see, for example, how Saudi Arabia has become, over the years, the third largest military spender in the world. But it peaked a few years back when it was even higher than it is now. But then we saw, of course, due to the fall in the oil prices in the world, we saw that government revenue in Saudi Arabia dropped, and therefore they had to cut to some extent in their military spending, even though they continued their war in Yemen and also continued to be a major arms importing country. Elsewhere in the region, we see Turkey, which has continued to increase its military spending and actually in 2017-2018 increased it by almost 25%, which was a higher increase than any of the other major military spenders in the world. So very different developments there.
And can I ask you specifically about Iran, given the fact that it came under renewed American sanctions and seems to be stretched throughout the region due to its adventurism and interventions in Syria, Yemen, and other countries?
Yeah, Iran is a country which is remarkably transparent about its military spending. Of course, we're never sure if they really tell the whole truth, but that is true for all the other states in the region too. The figures which we provide always are an estimate and no more than that. But Iran, due to the economic problems it has related to the sanctions in particular, is not able to follow the same kind of spending patterns as its main rivals, in particularly not of Saudi Arabia. In the last year, we have seen a decrease in military spending in Iran, which clearly is also related to both the drop in the oil prices, but also the continuing and, you could say, worsening economic sanctions on Iran.
A final question, sir, before I let you go. Were there any surprises with respect to Israel, which many consider to be the region's military superpower?
We saw a slight decrease, but I think it's more important to say that we saw a few years back a peak in Israeli military spending, and that was mainly due to the fact that the military operations in the Gaza were taking a significant amount of resources. So that explains that particular peak. But Israel remains a significant military spender, especially considering its size.
Mr. Wiesemann, thank you very much for being with the Media Line.
Thank you.
I'm Charles B. Blazer, signing off.